You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ and my buddy Lance Zierlein here today. Lance, how you doing, bud?
What's up, DJ? How are we doing?
Good, man. We got Buck out hitting some training camps. I think he's in Duval, so checking out his Jags, doing some work with them. So we'll get Buck back here a little bit later on in the week. But how you been? What's going on?
Good. Just doing a little, you know, getting the family vacation in. I got a son who's going off to college, going to Alabama, try to help Nick Saban out a little bit over there. So he's 130 pounds, 6'2". So he's not going to, it'll be more cheering help, I think, more than anything. Maybe try to get the grades up over there. I'm hoping that might not happen either. But
is this where you ended up getting the full boat, by the way?
It's pretty close to it. Yeah, oh, pretty close, man, to it. And we made
so jealous.
I convinced him. I said, listen, it was that or A&M. I said, listen, because we couldn't find any, and no one could find NIL money for him. And I said, listen, I said, give it a shot for 1 year. And if you like it, stay. If you don't like it, you can transfer. And so just give him that open, you know, the open-ended opportunity. He's like, okay, you know, I'll try it for a year and it'll be good. Hopefully it sticks. Yeah. I'm hoping it sticks.
What happens, by the way, Texas Bama with your wife on that one now?
Yeah. I don't even know my son. He's grown up a lifelong Longhorn. So, you know, secretly right now, that's how it always starts off. You're a fan. And then once you get into the midst of,
yeah, you're on campus. I mean, it all changes. That Alabama vortex.
There. Absolutely. No, absolutely. So, the wife, I mean, there is no, she already told him, you're not, no matter where he went to school, she'd never get a shirt from that school, because A&M in Texas, no good if you went there. Yeah. And Alabama beat Texas in a national championship. So she's already said, look, don't expect me to be, you know, Alabama mom for sure. I'm not ever wearing an Aggie jersey or Aggie shirt. She said, just, you know, just be aware of that. So
just tell me this, Anya. I've never asked you this about your wife. And we got a loaded show. We're going to get to some of these wideout signing here in just a minute. But I've never asked you this. She's not a Colt McCoy truther, right? She's not one of those Texas fans that thinks if Colt McCoy didn't get hurt in that game, that somehow they were going to win.
But this true story. She was a listener on my radio show, and we used to argue back and forth through email back in 1998, 1999 when I first started doing radio. She was a Chris Sims truther, and I was a Major Applewhite truther, and I was right. I mean, I was the right one. Major was the right call, not Chris Sims. But she argued for Chris Sims, the five star, and my thing was, hey, one guy's the Big 12, offensive player of the year. This is the guy you stick with. I know he doesn't look the part necessarily. Major will be the first one. I've told Major Applewhite that story before at the Senior Bowl when we were standing on the sideline. I said, I really went to bat for you, and it could have cost me. It could have cost me. And in the meantime, it brought me and the wife closer together. We had a common conversation. So she's not a Colt McCoy truther, but she is a – let me just say this. Some of the words she uses when Texas plays – I don't want it to ever happen in the Jeremiah household. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. It could get you suspended.
I don't hear
school.
You don't say a lot of coarse words. Okay. No. I'm like,
although I'll confession.
Yeah.
When I dropped that sliding mirror door on my foot a month ago. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what the language.
You know what I call that?
Whatever
came out of your mouth, that's just Texas gaining three on a second down. And that's coming out of her mouth. I mean, Nicole, it's second, it's second and four now. What are you so mad about?
She goes to my mirror on the toe.
Yeah.
On second and seven.
Longhorns give up five on a second and eight. And I mean, it's like you've dropped a safe on your foot.
Oh my God.
The same. That's the conversion.
By the way, and again, we got some stuff coming. We'll get to it, I promise. But I am so scarred now having dropped something on my foot that I look at every object as an enemy. Like I am, you've seen defensive drivers. Like I'm a defensive mover. Like I'm looking, where can something harm my toe?
Do you understand that I'm the same way? Because I have separated a shoulder when I fell off a ladder in 20.
Yeah.
At the Senior Bowl in 17 and 18, I just clipped a curb that I was stepping on, jacked up my foot, and then in a horrific disc golf accident last year, I had a grade 2 sprain of the ankle that was really pretty bad. They had to put a cast on it. And so now we went hiking in Colorado we went to Colorado for vacation. We're hiking, coming down. With rocks, everything is the most ginger, tender step. Because all I could think of was, I can't get injured and let Chris Ballard or Daniel Jeremiah or John Granato, my radio host, they can't get this kind of ammunition against me. I can't let it happen.
Well, I went out to Chargers camp the other day wearing like a little shoe boot thing. That didn't go well.
No.
First of all, money was there. So I got it right from him right off the jump. Then Telesco was all over me. So yeah, I wore it.
Those things work though.
It does, but it's not a good look, man.
It's not a great look. I have one and I kept one on for like 3 months. This is like great. I had no, and the doctor said, hey, you have to take that off. You already should have taken it off a month ago. Your foot's going to be atrophied. I'm like, oh, really? Oh yeah. You can't just keep it on forever.
Yeah, I'm in the process of trying to find a shoe, like a bigger shoe that I can wear.
Have you a big swollen foot now?
Dude, I had 11 stitches in my big toe, 2 stitches in the one next to it.
What?
Fractured the big toe, had to have both nails removed. Like that's where the pain is, man.
Oh
like,
yeah.
The nails. They don't, it doesn't stop bleeding. Like it's a nightmare.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
Don't drop crap on your feet. That's
don't
that's,
ever
that's,
do it. No, that,
that's
don't
the
ever
whole
do
deal.
It.
All right, let's jump in here and talk some football. We have these contracts that have come in. Let's see. We've had Debo just came in on the heels of DK. We had AJ Brown as well. So we've got those three big deals, all very similar, all have the same agent. AJ Brown, by the way, came out with a little tweet and said, how come I'm the only one that got traded? We all got the same money. So don't buy into this. I wanted out of Tennessee business, which I thought was kind of fascinating. But here's what I want to do, Lance. I want to go back and look at these guys when they were coming out. It's easy to say, well, I thought this of him or I thought that of him. The cool thing about what we do is we have the notes and we have the reports. So I have reports on those three guys. I know McLaurin got paid as well. Mm-hmm. I have him. He wasn't in my top 50. Should have been. So I have my notes on him in an Excel sheet, but I'm just going to read you some summaries on these guys. And then you tell me who it is I'm reading, and then you tell me what you thought of him coming out. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Rare blend of size, speed, athleticism. At his best on runaway routes. Goes, slants, posts, explodes off the ball. Uses his big frame to wall off opponents on slants and verticals. A little choppy at the top of his route when working back to the quarterback. Makes some spectacular one-handed grabs. We'll have some. He'll drop some balls due to lack of concentration. Exceptional after the catch, breaking tackles and pulling away from defenders. Still has room to improve. He's built like the Batman suit, extremely explosive and tough. He'll be a matchup nightmare for opposing teams as soon as he steps in the NFL. Then blah, 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 blah. So anyways,
who's that? Yeah, it's easy. That's DK.
DK Metcalf. Okay, what were your thoughts on DK coming
up? I had him as a seventh-rated prospect in the draft on my board. And it was just because of – yeah, it was a hit. Although I have heard that he uses my you know, weaknesses. It's cut out and it's in his locker.
Nice.
Never mind the fact that I had the highest grade of anybody in the draft stratosphere on him.
Yeah.
All he knows is that I think he has weaknesses, which no player believes they have any weaknesses, as you know.
Of course.
No, I really like DK Metcalf. Rare traits, rare height, weight, speed, explosiveness, very low body fat. He was a freaky, like, guys aren't built like that. I had watched Andre Johnson at with the Houston Texans. Now, Dre was a little more limber and had the ability to get in and out of routes a little better than DK, and that's not DK's strength. But I always thought that three-cone stuff, like, who cares? You're going to have him on go routes. You're going to have him on posts. You're going to have him on over routes. And my feeling was, when I don't know about you, DJ, but when I write a guy up, I always, most of the time, I try to assume that when they are kind of a scheme-specific player, that a team who runs that scheme is going to see, you know, is more than likely going to draft that type of player. I wasn't worried about the, you know, be a little choppy getting in and out of his breaks that you wrote that up, because I assumed a team would allow him to do what he does best, and that's what Seattle's done. So I was actually a really big fan of him as a projectable talent.
Yeah, my comp, I'm looking at it, was Demaryius Thomas. Rest in peace. But
that's a really good comp.
He was my 21st overall player. Now, he went 64th, so we both beat the league on that one. But kudos to you for having him in the top 10. All right, you're one for one here. Let's get to the next one. Average height, thick, sturdy frame, lined up in the slot a lot in this system. Lots of slants and RPOs, catching a ton of quick hitters. One-speed route runner, but he knows how to shield defenders and attack the ball in the air. Does have some drops on low balls. Those are offset by his ability to play above the rim. Tracks the ball naturally after the catch. Steps through tackles. Fights for extra. Overall, might lack the top end speed, but he'll have a day one role as a big slot receiver.
Mm. Honestly, it could be Debo or AJ, but I'm going to say AJ.
It's AJ.
Okay.
Nicely done. All right, give me your thoughts on AJ.
I liked him coming out. I thought he was hyper competitive. The big, strong thing really resonated with me because big and strong works. I had a conversation with the late Daryl Drake, wide receiver for years with Chicago Steelers. Really great guy. And he was somebody who really helped me in this spot in terms of evaluating talent. I had good conversations with him, and he really, you know, as you probably have done for years, DJ, when you get a chance to talk to coaches, you pick up so much from coaches. It's one thing to pick up things from evaluators, but when you talk to a coach who are, you know, they're in there when the bullets are flying, there are certain things that they're not always the best evaluators. Although I thought Daryl Drake was a pretty good evaluator, but there's certain bits of information and knowledge that they can give you that can really be transcendent for you. And one of the things that we talked about AJ Brown, and I said, you know, we would talk about players, and he said, what do you think about him? I said, man, just super competitive. I worry, you know, how's he going to separate? He goes, let me tell you something. If they're big enough and strong enough, most of the time you don't have to worry about it unless they're with the really low-end quarterback, and that's when separation becomes an issue. If you have a quarterback who can throw with decent accuracy, they can throw some guys open. He said, but big and strong makes up for it, and competitive, big, strong, and competitive. And I thought that's what A.J. Brown was. I really liked A.J. at the back end of the first round, and I felt like, you know, he was going to be a lot more than Ole Miss receivers. We just got done talking about DK Metcalf. Everything he did was on a vertical plane. He rarely crossed the hashes. Everything was, and it was kind of the same thing with AJ. They put him in a little bit of a schematic box, but I felt like you could see him potentially getting outside of the box and doing much more. He ended up way better than I anticipated, though, DJ. I don't know about you, but his competitive nature is to me what makes him special.
Yeah, he ended up running 4.49 at 226 pounds. So he ended up as my 36th player. Mm-hmm. You mentioned having him kind of late in one, and he was the 51st pick. So both those guys, you talk about big time values for where they went and what they've done. All right, so that leaves no mystery here. So you're going to go 3 for 3. Here's my Deebo Samuel. Thick, muscular, wideout, extremely productive when healthy, but he's battled multiple injuries during his college career. South Carolina's offense caught a ton of quick hitters, primarily bubbles and slants. Catches the ball naturally, is exceptional after the catch. Uses his lower body strength to power through tackles, and he can make defenders miss. Outstanding Senior Bowl, proving he's a capable route runner. Overall, Samuel's durability is the concern, but he's dynamic with the ball in his hands, also offers value in the return game. So that whole premise of just the ball in his hands is when the fun starts, that's mm-hmm. carried over into the league.
Yeah, and it's really, he's one of those guys who forces you to change your opinion about players, or not change your opinion, but I think grow your opinion, evolve your opinion. It's so interesting that the very thing that he seemed to have complained about the most, which is the 49ers may shorten his career. That's what was leaked out there, that how they used him could shorten his career. It's also what gives him value. It's yeah. also what gave him the value to make this money, because he's rare. And it's one of the reason, we'll get to it in a little bit, but you know, I bumped Treylon Burks up my rookie of the year candidate, you know, the rankings, the slottings 1 through 10, because of Deebo Samuel's, because I know Deebo, what he does on a field is rare with the ball in his hands. I don't know about you, but when he was given the ball on an outside zone or an inside zone, it was like there was no different than any other running back, yeah. only.
Except he was faster.
He's faster, and his tempo, I don't know how to explain it, but his tempo was just different, and he is just an elite tackle breaker. So if you judged him, you know, I kind of judged him based on wide receiver stuff, and I had a second round grade on him, I think. And I thought, you know, I don't know how he's going to separate. I don't know about his speed. I don't know about how you're going to use him. He's just a slot. And then you see a team, you know, really utilize him in a way that you get the most out of him. It's altered the way that I look at other prospects, because I say, hey, I can now see other players in roles that could really, you know, make usage of their talent. I think that's one of the great things about the hybrid nature of football now, is that things that used to make you a tweener now make you more valuable because you're more hybrid. You're more versatile.
Yeah, no doubt. He was my 40th player, was a 36th pick. So it's kind of right in that range there. But here's to me, you know, when you've got a big time player, it's not when people are trying to find that type of player. Cause we did that whole thing at the Senior Bowl 1 year called Finding yeah. Deebo, like whole Finding Nemo, Finding Deebo. That's not what makes you great. You know what makes you great? Nobody can find one. So I feel like we've been trying to, we talk about, we got some versatile guys that can do some things. You know, there is nobody's come close to what he is. And people have been trying to find that exact type of player since that 2019 draft. You tell me who can do that. Nobody. He's one-on-one.
It's almost like you have to start with the running talent first, and then you add the receiving stuff, because with the ball in his hands, he's so special. And it's not just, you know, the competitive. There's so much, you know, AJ, the personalities of AJ Brown and Deebo, I don't know about you, DJ, but I see them very, very similarly. They're junkyard dogs. Total junkyard dogs. And what they're able to do with average quarterbacks is really elevate the offense. And if you don't have them, this is why I'm very concerned for the Tennessee Titans not having A.J. Brown. Because what A.J. Brown brought, really brought Ryan Tannehill, was a go-to, a guy, a safety blanket. And Deebo Samuel offers that potentially still to Trey Lance if they're going to utilize him in the same way. We'll see. I don't know if this conversation, if the, you know, I haven't heard this. I don't know if you have, but is there any way that Deebo got the deal done with San Francisco because they're not going to utilize him in the same way that they once did in terms of touches? Because that really, frankly, diminishes his value to the team.
I know he would, you know, prefer not to get those touches. And I, you know, it was interesting to me, the length of the deal, which was not long. So he's going to get another bite at the apple, and he wants to preserve himself going forward. And it was in the scouting report coming out. He had injuries in college. So
yeah,
I think you kind of add that stuff up is why he would prefer to be that traditional receiver role. But to maximize him as a football player, I think you might have to shower that in, but you can sprinkle it in.
I'm curious about two other guys that you didn't mention. Davante Adams. I was doing things outside of the NFL.com space, so I didn't look at him as closely on tape. I want to get your thoughts on Adams. And then did Tyreek Hill even hit your radar? Because he had the off-the-field stuff.
Of course he did. We talked about it during the – give me the draft.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But he wasn't Senior Bowl. He wasn't Combine.
No.
He wasn't any of that stuff. He was extraordinarily fast, though. Like, his workout was freakish.
Give me the draft year for Tyreek Hill.
Let's see. Tyreek Hill would have been 16. I remember that because we were in Chicago.
Yep, 2016. All right, I'm going to pull up my notes on him. This is why you try and keep decent records so you can find this stuff. Let's see here. Tyreek Hill, kickoff return, slot as a slot back, punt returner as well, elusive, huge burst, multiple punt return, TDs. He's Percy Harvin. That was my notes on him coming out.
Wow.
I gave him and you know our grading scale. I just put him in the 6-0s because of character and just kind of put him in that holding pattern there. But he would have been a second round pick if there were no issues. It's kind of, I always kind of struggle with some of the stuff about, oh, it's the, you know, the greatest scouting job of all time. And you know who we're going to hear it on this year? It's going to be the Cowboys out scouted the league on Sam Williams, and he's got 10 sacks this year. I'd be like, no. There's a bunch of teams that couldn't take him, so the character stuff precludes some teams from taking guys, and then other teams benefit from it.
Well,
and I've heard people say that. Yeah, well, I've also heard, though, people have said around the league there's frustration because depending on market that you're in and ownership that you have, you know, some guys are off the table, and it's like, yeah, it's the right thing to do, and you feel noble about it. But until that guy's beating you to death here and inside your division for the next 10 years, you know, and that's, you know, it's an advantage for some teams that they are allowed to bring in certain guys. You know, it just is what it is.
Yeah. And it's really a situation where, you know, character stuff, a lot of times it doesn't show up until much later on. So just because a player, the character stuff doesn't show up early, that doesn't mean that it won't show up. So that's why you have to try to figure out, you know, teams figuring out the difference between immature, which can change, and low character, which is probably going to stick with a guy or can be exacerbated in the wrong spots. That's why it's an inexact science and it's very, very difficult.
All right, I'm looking through here.
Davante Adams, by the way, was 2014.
Yeah, so on that one, was before I wised up and put all my notes into my Excel sheet. So I've got a summary on him somewhere floating around out there. But he's not in this sheet, so it's not as easy for me to call it up. But it's funny when you look at that year, like you look at some of the names, it's like you forget who was kind of in that group. He was in there. Allen Robinson was in that draft. Jarvis Landry, obviously Carr. Was in there. They're reunited. That was a Teddy Bridgewater year. That was a Clowney, Khalil Mack year. Anyways, no, I Davante Adams, I went and watched him against SC in the bowl game in Vegas with Carr. And I thought he was really good. You know, man, ran mid 4.5s, but I thought he was, you know, kind of at that point in time, I don't even know if we had second, third round on day two, but he was a day two guy to me. I should have given him a first round grade, but I didn't see that type of juice and explosiveness. Since then, you've kind of learned that, man, most of the best receivers in the league kind of have that same size speed combination. It's not blow off the doors. It's in that low 4.5 range.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that he has, I remember speaking with somebody from Green Bay at the time about how does he look? And they were not that complimentary early on his rookie year, maybe even his second year, but boy, that really changed. That's a guy who grew into his role. You know, you kind of wonder, would he have become the same Tyreek Hill without Aaron Rodgers? Like, would he have grasped how good he could be? Would the confidence level get to where it was? Would he have worked on certain elements? There are truly some players who are able to reach their potential because they have the right things around them. When you look at Davante Adams, you just see a guy who he just became a dude. Like it obviously was inside of him. It just needed to be brought out. And maybe it's just something that was completely self-created. Maybe some of it was playing with Aaron Rodgers, but there's no question when you look at the big five in terms of the money guys, DK, Debo, AJ, Tyreek, and Davante Adams. I mean, you're talking about every one of those guys is a mega alpha, every single one of them.
Yeah, last one here, and then I want to get some of your Rookie of the Year candidates. Terry McLaurin, when you look at the notes on him, I had him where he was picked, and he was my 79th player. He was the 76th pick, and both me and the league screwed that up. Should have been way higher.
Was he ninth? Was that 19?
That was 19, same as those as Debo and AJ and those guys. Outside juice just lets the ball travel in his chest too much. He's very tough in the middle of the field, lots of chunk plays. The great story about him and talking to the folks at Ohio State who raved about him was that he came to a camp and struggled catching the ball, you know, which was a an issue for him. So they didn't offer him a scholarship. But what they did is they called him in and they said, look, go home and work on the jugs machine and come back to the next camp. Mm-hmm. And then if we see an improvement, then we'll give you an offer. So he goes home every single day. He caught 200 balls a day. Some of them from his mom, I was told, like just to get somebody to throw on the ball. But he caught 200 balls every single day between those camps, came back, caught it well, got the scholarship offer. The rest is history. But kind of gives you a little bit of a window into what he was like.
Yeah, I thought what was really cool is I'm looking at my notes right now. I had a third round projection. I gave him a 61 DJ, which is like, you know, low end starter to good backup. I felt like he was more of a wide receiver three at best, but a great special teamer. But I tell you what, the Senior Bowl was so much better than the tape to me, and this will happen from year to year. At Senior Bowl, he was routing guys up like it was a blowout every single route. And I remember one time he was sitting there working with Chris Boyd from University of Texas. Chris Boyd and another DB, he was showing them how he gets off of press, and he was basically schooling them up to help them with their game, which I thought was a really cool thing. I don't recall ever seeing wide receivers working with cornerbacks that they're competing against on the field.
Yeah, very cool. I remember that moment. We talked about it on the practice broadcast. All right, that's good little trip down memory lane here as we look at those wideouts. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get to Lance's top 10 defensive rookie of the year candidates. Some interesting names on there. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, Lance, hit me with it here. Let's go. I know you got your top 10. Let's just get to the top five. Leave a little something there for everybody else to go
offense?
Find out. We've got offense and defense. Since we just went offense, talking about wideouts, I thought we would use our remaining time here. Give me some defensive guys.
The guy who's number 10 and the one that I think is a live dark horse is Jahan Dotson. I think with Terry McLaurin getting, and I'm going to just going to do this piggyback on the McLaurin conversation, with McLaurin getting as much attention as he's bound to get, and Carson Wentz being a new quarterback, you know, you never know. Carson Wentz could really fall in love with Watson. I think Watson is going to be open a lot. He's got dramatic speed and acceleration.
Talking about Dotson?
Yeah, Jahan Dotson. What did I – did I say someone else?
You're saying – first of all, you're supposed to be talking defense. You're talking offense.
I want to start on offense.
No, I know, but then you're trying to talk about Jahan Dotson, and you're talking about Watson. So now everybody's scrambling around.
Did I say Watson? Fantasy.
Everybody's scrambling around for their fantasy draft trying to find out who is this Watson from
Washington. I don't like Christian
Washington.
Watson. No.
Yeah.
I don't like Chris. I actually think Romeo Dobbs I may like have a better shot.
What is it, Justin Watson with the with the Chiefs, by the way, sleeper.
Yeah, from that was drafted like three years ago.
From Penn, right?
Yeah. So here he is. He's making a little comeback over there. Yeah, and that's an interesting team.
Can you just talk defense? I know Jahan Dotson. Right, I know offense. Give me some defense.
All right. Here's my defense. And this is going to be a winner. I've won two of the last three, so this is going to be a winner.
Have you really?
Yeah. And actually, my sleeper to win it all was Darius Leonard, whenever he won it. And the reason's simple. If you look at it historically, the guys who fill up the stat sheets at linebacker, if you can do it, you win the award.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Nakobe Dean at number 8 has a real chance. But starting at number 5, I've got Kyle Hamilton at number 5. Of course, this is before that horrific video that came
out. I feel
so bad for him. It looked like he just kind of quit on the play. But
I had a baseball scout buddy sent me that play and was like, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? Here's the thing. That was in the scouting report. Don't have the guy playing backwards. Don't have him flipping hips. It's not what he's good at. You got to have him playing downhill. So I think that's he was beaten by an undrafted freak, but
doesn't do it justice. He was barely in the screen.
So he's number 5 for me. Here, let me give you 6 just in case. Jermaine Johnson. Okay, he's 6. Nice. Kyle Hamilton was 5. Number 4, I've got Quay Walker from Green Bay, because I do think that with his, you know, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. As you know, DJ, he's got good instincts. He's got take-on strength. Big, fast, and can take on blocks. I think it makes a lot of sense, and he can get to a lot of tackles. Quay Walker, 4. I've got Kayvon Thibodeau, 3. I think all the potential's there, but it's the same thing as the draft profiles we're writing up. I mean, he's got to translate the potential into actual on-field sacks. That's how you win that award. Number two, who do you think's number two for me?
You got to have stats, so it's not going to be the big guy from Georgia. It's not going to be Jordan Davis. So I'm going to say, is it, let's go Sauce Gardner.
No. I had Sauce like seventh. It's Devin Lloyd, who I'm looking at the article right now, and it's got a plus 2,000, which is 100 to win 2,000, which is a 20-to-1 shot. I like Devin Lloyd's chances a lot better than like the Vegas odds makers. I took a look at that, but here's the thing. Like Shaquille Leonard, formerly Darius Leonard.
That's going to take some getting used to.
It is. It's going to be tough. He can rack up. Look at what he did his last year at Utah. Sacks, tackles for loss, high tackle totals, and made plays on the football in the passing game. That's the big four. Like, if you can do all of those, and I think he can do all of those as a rookie in Jacksonville, I think he's got a chance to fill up the stat sheet enough to make a real run at rookie of the year. But when it's all said and done, I think Aiden Hutchinson is the most game ready. He's the most likely to have an impact as a power pass rusher and as a run defender. And I think he'll be.
Where'd you put Stingley? I know you had to do a homer pick and put Stingley somewhere.
I put him 10th.
You put him on there.
Yeah, I put him 10th, but I put him behind Sauce. I think, you know, I had Stingley behind Sauce as a prospect, and I think it's going to be tough. I mean, he hasn't played good football in a couple of years. He really didn't play a whole lot of football last year. And I think when you look at the odds of a cornerback winning, it's not good. You have to get to 5 interceptions typically to win the award as a cornerback, which is why I back Sauce down a little bit as well. But when it comes to ball skills, there's no one better than Stingley in this year's draft.
All right. Here's the one I'm surprised you didn't do for obvious reasons. Okay. You got to come with a long shot, right? You got to have kind of a sleeper in there. And I know you got to get all your scoop and scuttle out of Ballard from Indy. So I thought you'd have Nick Cross, their third round pick, as your like ninth guy, just to kind of show off a little bit. When he'll have an interception week one. Lance will tweet out some gif of him like beating his chest. You know, I already know how this goes.
I like Nick Cross. I thought he got drafted where he should have been drafted. Very explosive. I can tell you they're super excited in Indianapolis about Nick Cross. Yeah. And it is a team, you know, now he steps into a role right away with
a little mug here with the Alaska mug.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, I do like that. Kari Willis is leaving to follow his calling. And so Kari Willis is no longer with the Colts. And I think that leaves a wide open opportunity for Nick Cross to step in. And I wrote this article before that happened with Kari Willis, but I think, you know, if I had it to do all over again, I might put Nick Cross in there at the back end at number 10. But I think Nick Cross got a chance. He's big, fast, explosive. And I think he will be in an immediate, he'll immediately be on a defense that should make some noise for a team that should make some noise. Those are all check marks for trying to get your name out there for rookie of the year.
There you go. Again, you can go to NFL.com and you can find Lance's top 10 defensive rookie of the year candidates.
I can do well offense now if you want.
Offense. No, we're done.
You want all my offense now?
No, because I'm
I already gave you number like 10.
No, I don't want it. I want to let the people go find this thing. Let's get the clicks up a little bit.
That's a good call.
See if we can get you a new whiteboard. Yeah, that's all we're after.
I'll take what I have right now, sir. I like my whiteboard right now. There's some old notes on it. There's some
If for some miracle, I know it wouldn't be a miracle if the Astros made it, but for some miracle, Padres Astros World Series, you're coming out to San Diego. I got a ticket for you.
I'll do the whole show from there. It's not going to be a problem. I do my radio at 5 a.m. Pacific time. It will not be a problem.
Yeah.
Can't wait. And you guys are finally making some bold moves. It's about time the Padres are on like their 7th bold move. 8th bold move. One of these days, DJ, it's going to pay off.
I know. Hold on one second. You know what would really help it if we really get the payoff?
See, I knew that's your little trash can move. You know what? Use a real trash can. Okay? Use a real trash can. All right.
I might have played
you enough. Get a trash can.
I remember being in Little League. Remember when you're in Little League? Like, first of all, what coach teaches an 11-year-old kid to steal signs at second base? But we did because they didn't know not to. There was no indicators or anything like that when you're regular Little League, not like travel ball like we have now. But like he'd be sitting there at second base, he'd go, all right, hands, fists closed means it's a fastball. Hands open.
That's great.
Then it was a curveball.
That's good. I'm like a
10-year-old kid on second
base. That's all legal.
Giving the pitches to the batter.
We had a coach, John Harris, who you know John Harris, his son, yeah, is the sideline reporter for the Texans. His dad was our high school baseball coach. Rip it was a fastball. Slap it was a curveball. He'd yell it from the third base. If the catcher got a little too loose with the sides, come on, rip that ball. That's right. The heat's coming. Let's go slap it. This curveball's coming. It's that simple. Hide your signs, catchers. Hide your signs.
Yeah, I don't think they have pitch comm in Little League yet, so that's difficult.
Not yet. It's coming, though.
All right, this has been fun. Appreciate Lance filling in today. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as I have. Buck, you'll be back here a little bit later on in the week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.